It's time for the Greek Grapevine on KROC AM with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. Ari Kolas is in the studio. How you doing, Ari?
Very good, Rich.
Well, we've got Easter coming up. We've got some wines to choose from.
Man, Easter
before,
dinner.
During, and after.
You're right. You know, Easter dinner is a great no pressure holiday again. Just a nice little get together with the family.
You fix what you want.
Yeah, that's
rabbit
right.
Rabbit stew, not recommended, but
I got the perfect wine if you do like rabbit.
Believe it
or not, I had rabbit a couple of weeks ago at someone's house.
I don't think I've ever had it.
It was outstanding. That's an old Greek delicacy, and these people are from Romania. But that's a whole other story. Someday I'll have you over for we'll have some rabbit stifada.
All right, so I guess if you're going to have a prime rib, or if you're going to have just some ham, or whatever you're going to have.
Let's talk first about ham wines. Everyone always talks about the Easter ham and things like that. So ham, you know, as we know, is a little bit lighter meat, not overly flavorful, but definitely a little saltier. So believe it or not, with ham, you don't want heavy, rich red wines. Typically, you say meat, you want red wines and things like that. Yeah. But with ham, you really don't. You want something a little bit of sweetness, a little lighter, a little more lively on your tongue, so you can get kind of that sweet and salty thing going with the saltiness of the ham. So I love Riesling with ham, again, especially German Rieslings. So I brought in this Peace Porter Michelsberg Cabernet, which is a nice, not overly sweet Riesling, but just enough sweetness to really make it go good with the ham. And it's Joseph Friedrich, which I brought in, is a great little family vineyard. It's about $10, $11 a bottle. Sweet, but not sickening sweet, just well-made.
Well, they just have the natural sweetness in theirs, right?
I mean, yeah.
Some Rieslings, they add a little extra, not the Germans necessarily, but here in the U.S., not all of them, some of them do.
Germany is where Riesling started. Mm-hmm. They still, to me, make the best ones out there, their soil, the climate. Everything works together to make great Rieslings, and I always recommend those because when they've been making it for 1,000 years, they know what they're doing, like I say. So
they should. And then you got a Vouvray.
I brought in a Vouvray. I just love to say Vouvray.
It makes you sound like you know what you're talking about. How about a Vouvray?
Vouvray is a great French wine. It's Chenin Blanc is a grape in it. Again, slightly sweet. And I love this one again, too, just to sit around drinking. Light, lively, not quite as sweet as a Riesling. So for people who don't want anything sweet, I think the Vouvray is a great wine, both for ham and turkey, too, things like that.
Okay. All right, so you did bring some reds.
I brought reds because I know people also do prime rib and things like that. And to me, prime rib, it just screams out for Cabernet Sauvignon. What makes Cabernet Sauvignon so good with the prime rib is the rich, robust flavors, number one. Number two, the tannins. Now, tannins are the kind of the texture and the flavor of the wine. They give you that little grabbing at the back of your throat if you just do it. But it really makes a fattiness, which is, again, where all the flavor from your prime rib comes from. The red wine from the Cabernet, the tannins, will mesh perfectly with the fattiness and a flavorful texture from the prime rib. So when you put those two together, take a bite of the prime rib, throw some Cabernet Sauvignon in your mouth at the same time, and just watch it just kind of roll together, and you'll be amazed at how this cuts the flavor, and it goes perfectly with it.
So, all right, so you brought a Greystone.
I brought Greystone Cab, one of my favorite ones. They serve this at the Culinary Institute of America, where they train a lot of the chefs and things like that. It's kind of their house wine. So you know they make these wines to go well with food, with a lot of different varieties. So again, $10, $12, great everyday value, one of my favorite things.
19 Crimes, that's an Australian wine.
It is Australian. And the reason I brought in two different Australian ones, number one, like I always tell people, Shiraz is my wife's favorite grape, so therefore it's become my favorite grape too.
Good idea.
To keep things simple at home. So 19 Crimes has become one of our best sellers. It's a blended wine. It's got some Shiraz, some Grenache, very smooth, easy drinking, very fruit forward. Not sweet, just a lot of great flavors and smooth. If you like things like Apothic Red and Ménage à Trois, things like that, which are very popular, this 19 Crimes has become one of our better sellers, believe it or not.
Plus, it's the story behind the name, too.
The story behind the name. They tell about the 19 crimes that got you kicked out of Europe into Australia, things like that. So, and every cork, believe it or not, on the 19 crimes has a different crime labeled on the cork just for fun. So every time you pull it, you see a different one.
So you're going to have to buy one now just for the cork.
Yeah, that's right. But now one reason I brought in Shiraz also, you know, being Greek, our traditional dinner for Easter is lamb. Mm-hmm. So whenever you do lamb, I love the flavors of Shiraz because you get the gaminess of the lamb. You need a little more earthiness, a little more flavor, a little more fruit forward, which is what the Shiraz does. So I brought in this Barossa Shiraz. Barossa is kind of like the Napa Valley of Australia. It's the most famous region, beautiful valley where some of the greatest wines come from. So Barossa Shiraz is an awesome wine with lamb.
All right, and you got us something for after dinner.
Well, after dinner, everyone always likes that. So, of course, Bailey's. If you bring out a bottle of Bailey's after dinner, people just smile and they love it because they forget about just how good it is, a little Bailey's in your coffee or just on the rocks, that creaminess, a little bit of chocolate flavor to it. You always have to have a bottle of Bailey's around the house because it does taste so good after dinner.
All right, you can try some Chambord.
I brought in Chambord and Frangelico, two different liqueurs, not cream liqueurs, more liqueurs. Chambord is a black raspberry flavor from France. I love it because of the unique flavor. It's definitely sweet, but it also has some medicinal purposes. The different herbs and the raspberries they put in it really do help settle your stomach. And that's the same thing with the Frangelico. Frangelico is another one of my favorites. It's a hazelnut liqueur from Italy. The little bit of the hazelnut, it's sweet, but it's got a little bit of that nutty flavor that is so good.
All right, very good. Some great options. Thanks, Ari. And thank you for joining us on the Greek Grapevine with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. I'm Rich Peterson. Join us again next Wednesday on KROC AM.